Spiritual Contemplation of Christ's Suffering, a Lenten Devotion, brought to you by Steadfast Press. Believe, teach, confess. Visit us at steadfastlutherans.org. The Resurrection of Our Lord, Easter Sunday. Read Mark 16, 1 through 8. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." Mark 16, verse 6. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The text says, "Who was crucified?" This is what we have been contemplating this Lenten season. Jesus, who was crucified. That statement of the angel teaches us much we can think upon. As we have read, learned, and prayed this past season about Christ's suffering, we have done so knowing and believing that it indeed did happen just as Holy Scripture teaches us. It has happened. As we heard on Friday, it is finished. His crucifixion will continue to have an effect, however. That's what the language tells us. It has been done. It has happened. History. The fruit of that one act of sacrifice continues to bear much fruit. It is because of Jesus, who is crucified, that we are baptized, washed clean in that washing of renewal and regeneration of the Holy Spirit. It is because of Jesus, who is crucified, that we continue to receive absolution for our sins. It is because of Jesus, who is crucified, that we can gather on days like today to receive the forgiveness of sins along with the body and blood of the crucified one. This finds its way into our lives as well. Because of the once for all event of our Lord Jesus Christ's crucifixion, that we can hear the gospel over and over from our pastors, from our parents, from our brothers and sisters in the faith. The fruit of his crucifixion fills congregations, homes, schools, workplaces, and communities. The resurrection of Jesus that we gather to celebrate with feasts and festivities today is God's proof to all of us that Jesus, God's only begotten Son, was crucified, and that truly we do not need to be alarmed. Nothing can now separate us from God's love shown to us in Christ Jesus, who was crucified. In that way, the crucifixion will bear fruit for us in all eternity. This is why our Easter texts can so emphasize the end of death. Jesus defeated it by dying. It has lost its sting. It can no longer be our master. The proof is that Christ, who was crucified, is now and ever shall be living. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, today we give you praise and thanksgiving for raising your Son from the dead, confirming that he who is crucified is now the source of all our lives. Keep us faithful unto the end. Amen. Come back tomorrow for another Lenten devotion from Steadfast Lutherans.